and she took lockjaw. You know, from then they said it was the cause, took, you know, where cows and horses run. And we carried her to Jacksonville, to St. Luke's Hospital. And my wife's sister was training to be a trained nurse. She's in one in Price, Utah now. She was trying to, so they got the lockjaw all right, and she took pneumonia. And she did, she died. And I tell you, that hurt us, but there was one lady in that high building right yonder. She, the doctor, he used to stay there, and this old lady stayed with him, his housekeeper. And she came to me, my wife was on that little swing right there. And she told us, she says, time is the great healer. I never forget that. But it took a long time, but time was the healer. Now you take my wife now, been dead a year and a half, but she seems like she's right here with me.
She does.
Because just a night I'm spending many a long time.
I know you must.
Now me and
how
her.
How did she die?
She died.
How did she die? What did she die?
Well, she had diabetes, and she had a kind of a, she couldn't breathe, and she stayed in the hospital then 31 days. And the nurse that waited on her came up there one day, and I was there visiting her, and she said, I have seen you somewhere before. I said, you have? I said, I assume I can't remember you. And finally it popped in my mind, I said, well, you a nurse over in Baptist Memorial Hospital? She said, yes. She said, I was. I said, well, you over there when the hurricane come through? She said, I was. I said, were you in there that night? She said, yes. She said, I know that, I saw you. Well, that was the nurse over there that night. And she was nursing my wife. And she was in that new hospital they built down there, the Memorial Hospital of Jacksonville. That's a beautiful hospital, well equipped, out towards the beach in Jacksonville. She stayed in that 31 days, and then she had gallstones. And one night, you know, me and her used to read the scripture and discuss the scripture together and all, and she done a lot of writing. She had a regular diary. Well, we have a blessing given to us in the church. And in that blessing, it tells us, you know, about what we'll be doing. You know, we call it the patriotic blessing. You know, her panned out pretty close. And it was amazing when I read that thing. It told her that she would get this history. Well, she wrote this history and it fall in the hands of her children. Well, we have but one child, our youngest daughter, is a member of our church. And she was here, and I missed all them records she wrote. She wrote them. And I know, even you thought she kept a track of the whole thing, you know. There's some things, there's a piece right over there, one of the records she wrote. I showed it to one of the elders. And,
this is just a note page that he brought in.
No, that must be that. When we used to go visit him and see, he wrote a record. So I missed them, all them records, you know. And one night, Lindy called me over the telephone. She called me over the telephone once in a while. And I asked her, I said, do you know where your mama's record is? She said, well, yes, Daddy. She said, you know, I told you that I was going to bring them home. I'm going to make a book of them. Have it put in book form. Oh, she wrote, well, for years she wrote the records, you know, and